time to chat with Brad Davidson now. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Morning, everyone.
Now, the reasons behind we saw Glenn Fittich unfortunately go amiss and also Love Tap, they're missing the Autumn Carnival.
Yeah, a couple of youngsters there, young three-year-olds that unfortunately will miss the Autumn Carnival. Glenn Fittich due to that injury sustained to his off foreleg and Love Tap due to a hock injury. So, unfortunately, we get to that time of the year, I suppose, and we're about that month or less than a month out from those carnivals. We unfortunately lose a couple of horses normally, just, you know, through the law of averages, the way things work. But, sadly, Glenn Fittich and Love Tap won't be with us, but hopefully they can get over those injuries and back in the spring.
Brad, how do you see the Carrington Stakes playing out tomorrow?
Yeah, so the stakes racing back at Randwick tomorrow there, Berkey. An interesting move there overnight. Chats into $3.40, pretty much buying for favouritism now with Bandersnatch at $2.80. I think it's Bandersnatch's race, to be honest. I'm surprised they're coming for Chap as much as they have. I think he's the clear danger, but when you look at their form lines, I think Bandersnatch has clearly got the best form line coming into it. I think he's going to love 1,400 metres, and I just think he's clearly the horse to beat there, guys. 54 kilos on his back, Tommy Berry to ride from a good gate. I think he savaged the line over 1,200 last time out, 7 furlongs of suit, and I think he'll get the better of Chap there in the Carrington Stakes tomorrow.
Mate, give us your tips. We'll start with tonight. What do you like today?
Yeah, look, we've got quite a few to give today. I think we've got about 7 tips for those following at home. So get your pen and write them down if you like. We'll start with Canberra today. I think it's a good meeting there at Canberra. There's 3 horses I don't mind there. Race 1, number 2, Lamington Drive. Got the job done for us last time out. 2,000 metres, perfect for him. Blake McDougall rides. I think he can get the job done again at around $1.90 there. Race 2, number 1, Windsor War. I think it's the best bet of the weekend, guys, I really think this horse will be very, very hard to beat there today. Look, he was heavily back first up in town and was too bad to be true. But if he runs anywhere near his form last preparation or his trials this time in, he should just be too good for those there today at even money. Race 4, number 3, Bolston. The other one there's been $3.20 into $2.50 already. Love the way this horse trialled recently for the Waterhouse and Bot Yard. First up at 1,400 metres. Normally, that would be a query, but not for the Waterhouse and Bot Yard. They get him very fit and expect him to roll forward and be very, very hard to get past. That's Canberra today. Tonight at Canterbury, race 2, number 2, Mount Fuji, I thought was the best of the night there. A couple of horses that trialled okay in that race, but really loved his run at Warwick Farm last time out when he clocked the best last 600 of the entire day. I think he'll be very, very hard to hold out, and looks his race there, race 2, number 2. And tomorrow at Randwick, we've got race 5, number 5, Rule of Law, I thought was the best bet there, guys. Expecting a few to go to Canterbury out of that race tonight. We'll see how that plays out with Super Effort and Dance Jewel nominated there. But, look, I think it's a really nice race for this Snowden-trained horse. He trialled well leading in. He beat Exo Boom last preparation. And then after that, he came out and bolted in strong time. He draws well. It'll be hard to beat race 5, number 5. Race 8, number 8, Bandersnatch, as we spoke about there in the Carrington Stakes. And the other one for me, the roughie of the weekend, race 10, number 13, Cisco Bay at around the $11 mark. I'm taking on all-time legend this weekend. I think he's too short, guys. Look, he goes up to the 59 kilos. I thought his win last time out wasn't as good as it looked to the eye on the clock for mine. And I just think he's a little bit skinny there. I think he will drift if you do like him. But I thought Cisco Bay down the bottom with 53 kilos on his back. Loved his run last time out. And I think his dry form's just as good as his wet form recently. So happy to have something on him. Race 10, number 13, Cisco Bay.
Brad, I'm taking this to the punters club at Channel 10, by the way. There's a few of the boys.
Have you got a punters club?
A few of the boys.
Who's the best then? Who's the best in the club?
Well, it's just our little sports section, and the boys are on it. So I took your tips the other day. I gave the disclaimer of all care and no responsibility. And I think it was at Wyong the other day, we went race 6, number 6, into race 8, number 8, I think it was. I can't remember the names. Race 6 was the favourite and it got caught badly. But race 8 came through with a place. So tick in the box, Bradley, good sir. You got some cash for the boys.
Well, that's good to hear. Always good having a punters club. They're always great fun. And, I'm involved in a couple myself.
Gordon Bray's blowing up, mate. He just said no good.
Gordon?
Is he a good tipster?
He goes well. His son's very good as well. His son often jumps on board. I think Gordon has a couple of horses.
Does he?
Yeah. Mate, he's all over it. When we used to get ready for our games, he'd be like having a production meeting and go, hold on a second, something's jumped.
They just jumped at Ascot.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And then you just hit on the line. Remember, I just used to love that. Go, you good thing.
Go, you good thing. That was Buddha.
It was Buddha. Now, Dave-O, before we go, have you done the form on tomorrow at Randwick, the 2,000-metre race?
Yes, I have. Is that race number six?
Yeah, race six on the wide turf. Any chance?
Yeah, look, Timmy Clark aboard, 54 kilos. I know she's been missing her form a little bit, Dave, but we know on her day she's got a great turn of foot, so I wouldn't talk you out of there at $11. I think it's quite an open race, a bit more open than the market gives it credit for there. I think Sacramento is the horse to beat, but I don't think he's over the line, that's for sure.
Beautiful. I like that. Mate, you have a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.